This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, as we move through this weekend, farmers across the Columbia Basin can expect an unsettled weather pattern becoming drier by Memorial Day. Weak disturbances moving through an unstable air mass combined with daytime heating will produce scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms. The best chance for rain will likely be tonight and Saturday as an upper-level low-pressure area over northern Washington moves south into Oregon. Rainfall amounts will range between a quarter and three-quarters of an inch in the Yakima, Ellensburg, and Moses Lake areas, and this area has been some of the driest in the Columbia Basin for the past 2 to 3 months, so this will help dryland crops and pastures. Generally, a quarter inch or less is expected around Hermiston, Pendleton, and Walla Walla. Clouds will keep nighttime temperatures warmer than normal and daytime temperatures cooler today and Saturday, with a warming trend beginning Sunday, pushing temperatures to above normal much of next week. The showers will continue to cause some delays for hay curing, but better drying conditions are likely next week. Winter wheat is heading across much of the Columbia Basin, and recent rain and also the showers this weekend will help keep soils moist for the critical flowering and filling period over these next few weeks. Spraying will be risky this weekend due to the chance for chemical washoff, but could improve beginning Monday. For aginfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.